finish this last message. And perhaps if we finish it earlier, we can still have some time for some Q&A. Anything you want to ask, you can ask. All right, so let's come to lesson 33. I will put the labor on your shoulders by getting into the ministry excerpts. So we're on V now. V. Excuse me, not V. It's J, huh? J. After we have done all these things in the aforementioned points, so many of these points, we come now to help the people, or help the saints, the brothers and sisters, to receive burdens. Now, Brother Lee certainly is a very, very fine worker. How to help them to receive burden? How do you help them to pick up burdens? Now, when a saint knows how to pick up burdens for people, for needs, you know that they are really, really doing well. They're really doing well. They don't need you to always make placements for them, and they won't move until you give them a push. Now they are self-motivated. Now they have they're burdened by something, all right, to pick up things, pick up the needs in the church life. The elder should not only help the brothers and sisters to solve their problems, but should also help them in a definite way to receive some burdens from the Lord. On the one hand, you need to contact them many times, fellowship with them very much, touch their hearts, and know their feelings before the Lord. On the other hand, you have to pray for them always, to touch the Lord's feeling and the Lord's will regarding them. Gradually and naturally, you'll be able to help them to receive a burden. So let's say, here's some brother, you have done all this to eventually, so to speak, place them, you know, in this particular area of need of the church. It could be some area of service. It could be some kind of a gospel work. It could be some kind of young people's service. Or, you know, the many different areas of services, and even in some cases, some practical services. But it is because you have placed them there and they are learning and something is being manifested. It may not mean that they have picked up a burden yet. You see the difference? Then there comes a point in time you need to help this saint to own that as a burden. Not because they are given the duty or responsibility. They actually now acquire a burden in their heart for that. Now, once a person is burdened, it's almost like they are on their, they're moving. You don't need to push them anymore. They will come actually to you. Can we do this? How about this? I need more hands. You know what I mean? They now own that particular area, big or small. How wonderful is that? How wonderful. Elders, we all know the challenge in the churches is no one would be available for that. Everyone, in fact, would say, the less the better. Please don't load me up, right? And it's hard to find among the saints those who would be more saints that would be willing. It's always the same few, you know. Eventually, they got two, three, four things on them where the rest is just sitting there. This is the abnormal situation, and we must do what we can to change that. All right. So, let me see here. When brothers came to me and say, brother, we want to do this, and we want to do that, and how, on the one hand, of course, I have to make sure they're not, you know, going off somewhere. On the other hand, I'm usually very, very happy. Very happy. And give them some advice, you know, some suggestion. And brothers, go do it. Go do it. Let me say something. Another problem in our church life that is we're shooting ourselves in the foot, or it's very self-defeating, is that the leading brothers do not have a broad heart, a big heart, a big heart to do what? To allow the brothers and sisters to do things for fear that they would blow things up or cause problems or whatever. Well, I will tell you that thought or that anxiety is normal. I would not condemn that, to worry that people will mess things up. But on the other hand, I will tell you, you know, if you do any kind of business or any kind of endeavor, no risk, no return. Am I clear enough? You keep everything in your hand, and you would not let people make mistakes so that, you know, well, you keep things that way. But I tell you, people under you will not flourish. You don't know how to develop talents. You don't know how to develop gifts, useful members. Yes, there's always a concern of problems, of rebellion, of ambition, of pride, all these things that are in all of us. But there was one upon a time, a little man called Witness Lee, who overlooked those terrible things in us and gave these whippersnapper, wet behind the ear young people a bunch of responsibilities. And that's how we learn and become useful. And I tell you, Brother Lee, he does not micromanage anything. His heart is big. And I'll tell you, a wise heart is a large heart. A wise heart, you know, that's scriptural. That's Solomon. Solomon prayed for wisdom. And what wisdom did the Lord give him? He says his heart is like the sand around the ocean. No one with a small, puny little heart is wise. They may be shrewd, but they're not wise. Now, brothers, neither am I saying to be sloppy. Okay, come on, come all. Just come and get it, you know. You're being sloppy. I don't mean that either. But I do mean a measured and yet very, very broad heart to embrace and allow and encourage all kinds of saints to serve, including some not so good. Yeah, yeah. In every church, there are always some not so good. You better learn to live with that. Your job and my job is not get rid of the not so good and keep the so goods. That's the wrong way to build up a church. The way is to everybody, good, not good, all serve. And there'll be little blow-ups here, there'll be little problems there, there'll be, then you go take care of it, then you go to help them, then you do this. That's how you grow a business. So no wonder, sorry to say, many churches, it's not treated like a business. They're treated like some museum piece that you own and, you know, that's my church. There's my church. Beautiful. 1 year like this, 2 year is like this, 1 decade, 2 decades, is still the same. Beautiful. Shiny. the same. No growth, no risk taken, the same thing. Brothers, that's wrong. That's wrong, right? Even in my beautiful garden you come to, if you come, there'll be some lizard there, and some, you know what I mean? That's just the nature of things. I hope you all get my point. Don't misunderstand me. Have a big heart, brothers. Delegate. That's my word. Delegate. Give them the job. Let them do the work. Sure, they don't do as good as you, but they probably are doing better when you were their age. You just forgot about it. How bad you were. And always have this mixed up memory that you were better than them. Actually, you were worse than them. But someone gave you the opportunity and you learned. Brothers, let the saints learn, right? Most of the saints are not evil. As you think. They're just kind of little goofy, like that. Let them serve. Let them serve. And out of those serving, there will be those who will rise up to be, you know what I mean, the proper ones, the useful ones. And even those who are not so useful or not as proper, you should not condemn them. You should not judge them. Yeah, I mean, in my church, there's certainly some like that, that when they stand up, I just go, oh, no. This one again, I just know what will happen. But praise the Lord. This is the church of God. This is the family, right? If your heart is small, you can never prosper. You cannot prosper. Right? All right. Too holding things too tight, too much controlling. It's hard for the church to grow. If we have another training next year, if we do, I'll tell you, Brother Lee has some further speaking from the 80s, 1980s, when he went back to Taiwan. One of the main things, the first thing he did, talking to the elders, is he said, the church in Taipei, the elders, too much control. To the point that they have to arrange everything. That the saints dare not do anything without the elders' arrangement and approval. Brother Lee went and shattered that. This doesn't mean we want to create anarchy. We want to cause rebellion. No, that's not the point. The point is we're too much the other way. Why not be happy when the saints initiate something? You didn't. How about that? You feel jealous or something? That I, the elder, did not initiate this thing, therefore it shall not be done. What? You are killing your own people. The reason this Silicon Valley is all this is because every person can invent, right? Yes. And most of them go nowhere, but anyway, they invent something. But without this there will be not this economy. Am I right? Yes. Well, I hate to use this worldly, business kind of analogy. They're not good. But I want you to get the point. Get the point, right? Too much I don't know. Anyway, Bradley say you start a home meeting. You don't need to check with the elders. Yeah, he said that. It's in print. What are you going to say about that? Of course, he didn't mean don't fellowship. He didn't mean that, right? He doesn't mean there should be no oversight. He didn't mean that. He was addressing a situation that has become imbalanced. In a big church like Taipei, you need a control system, you know. And the saints, being good saints, they learn to listen and they dare not do a thing until the elders approve it. Even little things. The laughing story always is a real story, right? You heard of the story of the key, right? And so, Brother Lee, this is in the 70s when he went back there, you know, and they all arrived. This is with a group of American saints or something. Hall one, I don't know where they went. And everyone needs to go to the bathroom, you know. There was a long ride from the airport. All the bathrooms are locked in the meeting hall. Every one of them. Eventually, they track it down. Only one key in an elder's pocket. My goodness, he controlled even the bladders of his people. When you can go to the restroom, he controls you. Now, maybe there's some exaggeration here. Maybe there's a master key hanging somewhere. I don't know, maybe. But they found him with the key to relieve the people. And Brother Lee, for a while, never stopped talking about that. At least I heard it several times. Disgusted. He was like, absolutely, he wasn't laughing. He was disgusted with it. What is this? What is this? Well, the point is made to me anyway. So, brothers, one reason why the churches are not flourishing and growing is because of this. There's a lot of energy, a lot of readiness, a lot of power and dynamo within the saints. But we don't know how to release that. We don't know how to facilitate that. We don't know how to use it. Rather, it's somewhat of a smothering. Now, we still need to help the saints, of course, in the process to not be in the flesh, not to be natural, not to be in themselves. These things we need to help. Of course we need to do. Right? But I'm addressing a general situation. Then he said, Brother Lee, talk about, when you come to the homes, it's just kids jumping on the sofa and splashing things everywhere. You just want to get rid of them. Well, you can get rid of them, just you, grandma and grandpa, everything in order. Like my house now, I'm an empty nester for some years now. You come to my home, very clean. No noise. You can hear a pin drop. That's my home. Very presentable. But no life. No future. Just two old persons on their way to the grave. You want that church? It's up to you. You can have that church. Brother Lee, talk about this. He said, I'd rather have all these crazy spill milk and this screaming and yelling. He said, that's life. I have hope. I have descendants, you know? We need a change, brothers. We need a change. Many saints are waiting to be useful. But they need your guidance, but they also need your release. They need your care for them. Okay, we better go on. All right. Where am I? Okay. Taking others along to learn. Now, here's the point. People, you would encourage them to serve. But you don't just throw them out there. You are actually on the side, supporting, helping, mentor them. All right, that's a good word. After an elder has helped a brother or sister to receive a burden, immediately he should take them along to learn to do the work. That's really coaching. Mentoring, coaching is a lot of work. For example, when you help someone to pick up the responsibility of a district meeting, that's what we're doing in many places now, district meeting, your duty is not yet finished. You must help them to learn how to bear the responsibility of this district. You must show him in practical way how to do the job. There's no work more effective than this work. This kind of work seems to be slow, but gradually you will see the result. Brothers, take the slow way. Take the way of working one-on-one. Do the work in a thorough manner, and you will raise up one person at a time. Okay, in half a year, a brother will be perfected by you. After another period, another brother will be perfected by you again. 5 years ago, there might be only 3 or 5 people working. After 5 years, it becomes 30 or 50 people working. Do we think about our church life like this 5 years from now? Do you compare your church life today to 5 years ago? Is there an increase in this group of core saints or serving saints? Or is still the same? It's still you or very few bearing the same burden? Okay. The responsible ones in every locality have to put in labor, the labor. They should not hope to invite this worker or that worker to come and speak to them, but be subdued to do a slow work. I like that. Touch everyone. Help the saints to live before the Lord and to enjoy Christ. When there are practical needs, help them. See, this is what we should be doing all the time. The house of God, the church, has been entrusted to the elders' care, and the elders are the housewives. They can only labor and strive. The building up of the church depends on the laboring of the elders. Save the time to contact people one by one. Spend the time to deal with them one by one and help them to learn. Brothers, that's my assignment. So this week, if you have not yet have one under your care, you should at least pick up one like this. This one maybe takes you a year, half a year, to bring them to such a state. But I challenge you. Maybe more than one, maybe two. I would say that if you're working, if you can really cover two brothers, you're really doing not bad. And I mean this level of care, right? Not general, how are you? But this level of concern and care and perfecting. Brothers, the whole thing is scientific. Don't be so miraculous about it. It's a science, all right? Raising children is a science. Now, every kid is different, but by and large, it's a science, all right? But you have to put in the labor and follow the principles, and there will be the result on the other end. Someone said, Brother Lee, you're too trusting. That's why you got so many problems. Right? Well, you can say the same thing about the Lord. Yeah. He trusts Judas for the money, you know. Of all people, he gave Judas the money purse. Now talk about trusting. Well, maybe brotherly learn from the Lord Jesus. I don't know. People, yes, you say to brother, you're way too trusting. That's why you got so many problems. Well, anyway, maybe he got a lot of problems, but Brother Lee also raised up thousands of churches, amen. Hundreds of thousands of saints. Amen. What do you say about that? Don't just look at the problems. Look at the positive, okay? All right. Okay, let me just finish. Helping others to become proper vessels. Now you're coming a point to even perfect the certain saint to become a real vessel a real vessel of the Lord. Okay? Not only do the elders have to exercise patience to help the brothers and sisters learn, they have to help them to become proper vessels. Except the point about discerning life in a person, which is relatively easy to do. All the other points, listen, from the second point on, from B onwards, are difficult to carry out. Not one point is easy to achieve. This is a matter of laboring. For the sake of the Lord, for the sake of his kingdom, his interests on earth, we have to learn to perfect a group of people and to make them the right vessels. M, leading others to accept the cross. Now, even more fine work on those whom you are perfecting. Up to this point, you have to help the brothers and sisters to practically, seriously, and deeply learn the lesson of the cross. The things to deal with are the carnality, the flesh, the ambition, the haughty aspirations, and the desire to accomplish something for oneself. There's the need for the cross to break the desire for greatness in a person. We know this is what we need to deal with. Those of us who have this kind of experience. Without the cross, points 1 to 12 will all be wasted, and the person will be damaged. He will be damaged by greatness. You know, the three things Brother Lee warned us. Number one, number one, pride. Number two, becoming a hero. And number three, opinion. He said the young brothers, pride. The middle-aged brothers, seeking to be a hero. The older brothers, opinion. Those are the three killers. So we need to help the saints know the cross. Okay. All right. N. four. If there's no cross in the coordination, the church will be without any protection. Hence, for their sake, for the church's sake, you have to help them learn the lesson of the cross. And leading others to learn brokenness. Brokenness. A person who has accepted the cross is not necessarily one who is broken. The cross solves the problem of man before man. Brokenness solves the problem of man before God. Our natural strength must go through God's breaking. You have to allow God to touch you deeper, to touch the hollow of your thigh so that you will fall down. You have to help the brothers to accept the breaking and to be a person subdued before God. Now, these are deeper learnings that we have to help the saints in. Leading others to accept coordination. It is at this point we can have genuine coordination. This is not the coordination we had when we first enter into service. This is the coordination that comes after we have learned many lessons. It is only at this point that such a person truly understands what it means to accept coordination before God. To accept coordination is nothing other than to accept the restriction of those who are fellow members and who are serving together with you. So a lot of this help we have to render to the saints is what? Is that they have to learn to coordinate with others. They have to die to themselves, die to their individualism, independence, and to be blended with others, to serve in that way. We need to help them. P, the last point, finally, leading others to know the body. So we sang so many hymns today, all about serving in the body. By this time, they will come into a realm. They will touch something and will realize the glorious fact that the church is the body of Christ. They will truly touch the reality of the body. By that time, you will have done a glorious work before the Lord. Wow, I like this. If we have done this, we have done a glorious work. Only this can be considered the true building up of the church. Only this can be considered the true managing of the church. Only then is there a true coordination worked out. The brothers and sisters who have been brought through each of the preceding 10 or more points have finally reached this last point and have really come to realize what the body is. The coordination for these is a steep, genuine, and weighty. We should also believe that these brothers and sisters will go on to lead others, just as we do. After a period of time, they will bring forth manifold others like themselves. In this way, the church will ever continue to reproduce and will be built up. Well, brothers, one of the burden of this time is to raise up another generation of leading brothers, responsible brothers. That is, we said it from the very beginning, and we aim to follow through with this. And so I ask all the churches, all the brothers, to not let that go. And some of you have turned in some information to us to look over, and we will follow through with that. Trust me, we will follow through with this. We don't want just to talk about things. We want to effectuate some actual practical adjustment and advance in the churches in this way. But to do that, this kind of work needs to be done. In some ways, this training is doing this kind of work in a massive way. But the one-on-one way is the most important. Okay? All right.